This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Let me get this right. Like, Marcos, seriously. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They got the Celtics on Friday.
Yeah.
I mean, unless the Celtics are... Even if the Celtics do the thing where they bench everybody and it's the Pritchard-Derek White show...
Please don't let it be that, actually.
You know it's going to be like... they're going to light it up and Pritchard is going to score 40 on Tyler Hero.
For sure.
Then you have Ja Morant the next night on the road.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fighting for something in the West.
Then you have the Knicks on the road.
Game winner yesterday, Mikal Bridges.
I saw that. You know, to be honest with you, that's like the only thing that's left in the Heat that is like any level of pride.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way, in the midst of this losing streak.
We'll be the Knicks. That'd be great.
Is the fact that the Blazers have yet to pass them in wins. But they've been close. They have been close. Joe Cronin is breathing down Pat Riley's neck. He's coming for blood.
Can
but
I just
some
tell
way,
you,
somehow, they have not caught the Heat yet because they've lost five in a row as well.
Would that be the lowest point, as much fun as we made of Cronin in Portland?
It's just added low. It's like this is the lowest. But, yes, it's going to be another cherry on top. Of this bleep Sunday.
You don't put cherries on top of low.
What do you put? Rabbit pellets?
Cherry on top
prunes.
Is for the cake. So the celebration.
If it's a bleep Sunday though, you know, a real deuce in an ice cream bowl.
Yeah.
You got it right, deuce.
It's on top of that, are those rabbit pellets? Are they like little rat turds? Ooh. Like what is the sprinkles on a bleep Sunday?
Damn, that's not good.
Steam. Like, well, we out here laying down Stanley steamers.
It is tough. Yeah, it's like it's and
golden.
What?
Don't forget.
Well, listen. I don't know what to tell you, dude. Like, this is one of those things. Like, I was listening yesterday to ESPN's podcast, and like, well, you know, then it's going to become an unprotected pick. It's like, yeah, but whatever, dude. The Heat are going to have their pick this year, and they're going to go into this thing with ping pong ball. They're not winning two play-in games. I'm telling you right now.
If
the Heat are in one of the eight spot, if they're in the eight, they'll have a chance to make the playoffs. If they're in the nine spot and they have to win two play-in games, it's not happening. They're not winning two in a row, especially against those teams. Hawks, Magic, Bulls?
I mean...
They kick their ass all the time!
You were going through the schedule, and I was counting up the losses, to be honest. And I was...
Tell me where you find... Like, where is the win? Like, where is it? Tell me where this... When does the bleeding stop? They've lost five straight.
Yeah.
And really, let's be real about it. They've lost six out of seven.
Mm-hmm.
That one win was against the Wizards. Okay, so their last real win.
And it was a squeaker.
Right. Yeah, they gave you a little pushback there in the third quarter. The last time the Heat had a win you were proud about was like beating the Pacers, right? That was a good win. And then the next night you had the, and two nights later you had the Knicks game.
Yeah.
You blew that. And then this, the wheels have basically come off. You had your Ronnie Cycli moment. Cool.
Great.
And then it's just been bloodbath. But seriously, yeah. You got the Celtics on Friday.
That's a loss.
Saturday's the Grizzlies on the road.
That's a loss.
New York on Monday, taking on the Knicks in the Mecca. On national television.
Yeah.
No Jalen Brunson.
Okay, could be a pride game. Could be a pride game, you know. You get up for the Knicks, but...
You got the pit.
Mikal Bridges.
They got Mikal Bridges, and they got Kat, and they got OG. But they don't, you know, they don't have Brunson. You played him tough last time. Maybe.
Isn't that crazy?
You'd be pleasantly surprised.
Maybe.
That's what maybe means.
Back Wednesday, you host the Detroit Pistons.
Nope. Fighting for
who, I mean, you want to talk about where this all went wrong. The scene of the crime. The scene of the crime. Oh, hell no! 10-13.
She's back.
Wow.
She is back.
It was rough out there. It was rough out there, Jennifer. It was. As you settle in, the scene of the crime. The scene of the crime was against the Pistons. In Detroit.
Yeah.
Spo forgetting how many that he had no timeouts.
The scene of the crime started with the man who I told you maybe passed his prime.
Then the other scene of the crime, we like to refer to this as the last time Jimmy Butler tried for the Miami Heat.
Ooh.
Monday, December 16th, a 125-124 overtime loss to the Pistons.
Yep.
The Heat were 3 over .500 at that point. Could have gotten to 4 over .500. Jimmy Butler, 35 points. He had 19 rebounds, 10 assists.
Wow.
Incredible game by Jimmy Butler.
The last triple-double.
But you lost that game because Tim Hardaway hit 3 threes after you got an 8-point lead. So anyway, getting back to the schedule. The Detroit Pistons next Wednesday at home. I don't feel good about that game.
No, I don't. I don't feel good.
The Rockets on Friday. You've beaten the Rockets, but you know who's going to be pissed and going to try and spike Tyler on his head is that Amen Thompson.
He's angry.
He's angry. So while the Rockets haven't been no great shakes as they were early in the season, they're still good.
Yeah.
They're not second in the West good, but they're good.
Pretty good.
So finally, after that 5-game gauntlet, what do you think the record's gonna be in that gauntlet, Leroy?
Oof. 2-3.
Oh, I would kill for 2-3. I would kill for 2-3.
Boy, I gotta tell you, this is a new Tobin.
No, it's a what do you want me to do? Tobin.
What do you want me to do?
Honest Tobes.
I'm honest Tobes.
I'm shocked you ain't talking about Heat in five.
But Leroy, how could I do Heat in five?
Look at the
at the games they've lost. You can't say
that's what you do.
But you can't say this is the same as other years. This is legitimately one of the lowest Heat years of all time.
This is the lowest. Look, this is the lowest year in the most recent years. But they've been teetering on this for the last 3 years, being in the play-in and kind of working it out at the end. So if anything had gone wrong back then, we'd be having that conversation a couple of years ago. And what I would say to you is, you can't play like that. So
I don't really understand, though, like, they've never been this bad with Jimmy Butler. So I get, like,
I'm not saying with or without Jimmy Butler. I'm saying the team as a whole has been playing with this play-in fire for the last 3 years.
But forget play-in fire. I don't want to talk about play-in. The play-in is the worst it's been in the East in a long time. All of these teams are 7-8 games under .500. The East play-in is a joke. I'm talking about record, the way they lose, doing things that are done that only the Jazz are doing.
Correct.
Teams actively tanking. You can't compare it, Leroy. Just because their positional record is the same, it's not. They are a bad basketball team.
Yes, but you have to put every season in perspective. So while you're taking the record and saying this is the worst record, I look at the positioning, and each year it kind of works on a curve. Some years you might have to be over 500 to get the eighth seed, right?
Yeah,
this year isn't that. This is a bad year for the Eastern Conference in general.
Yeah, but that's like, that's those people, like, it's when you go back on like the Dolphins and you say, oh, we had five straight years of winning record. It's like, yeah, but you were 8-8 going into every single final week and they added a game. Like it's smoke and mirrors. You weren't really a winning team.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
But it's not, but like the Heat being a 9 or an 8 this year is different than it was 2 years ago when they were two games away from being a 4.
But it's relative to basketball this year.
But it's not.
You know, it's kind of like the thing where you have a team 1 year win the division, winning 13 games, and then the next year that same division goes 8-9. And has a team in
yeah, play. So you need to realize whether if it would be like that 8-win team, it would be like the Seahawks of 7-9 thinking they're the same. It's like, we're division champions again if you won a division with 13 games. It's like, yeah, but it wasn't the same team. So
right.
I can't go, just because the Heat are one position away from where they were last year, come on, dude, they're miles away from where they were last year.
Yes, but so is the Eastern Conference.
Just the bottom of it.
Yeah,
just the play in all those teams that are there, which is basically their whole division.
All I'm saying is this: each year is different. Okay, if you take the wins and losses out of it and just put the positioning, how you get to that position is going to vary from year to year because what is going to qualify for that position is going to be different from year to year. My whole point is that every year, the team we've had different conversations because of how the team has been playing. Okay, so let me correct that. We've had different conversations. But what has been consistent is most of the last couple of years, the Heat have been damn near in the same situation.
Again, though, they haven't been because they haven't really been like – if you get into the play-in, whatever you want to say, you would honestly, you could talk about the top of the competition of the East. They were closer to that being in the eighth than they were now, which is basically they might as well be the Wizards compared to the top of the East.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even if they're in the same positional spot. So I don't – like that's where you and I just aren't agreeing on this, that they're in the same spot.
Because I think when you play with the play-in fire, this is a possibility. And so now we're here, and you can say it's different or not, but I have been consistent with
they might be out of the play-in. Like, it's not right. It's not impossible for them to be out of the play-in.
I know.
Don't rule them out on that.
In all the years past, they were a five-game slide of being in that same spot.
But it wasn't. But it was never going to happen. Like, there weren't. Yeah. I mean, you probably could count.
I understand it didn't happen. But I'm saying when you keep playing like this and being in this position, you are a five-game slide from being out of it. And it happened this year for whatever reason. And all I'm saying is this. You can't keep hovering around average. And would you agree that I don't care if there were only four games out of the four seed or three games or two games, the last few years, not playing the result, we have come to this point of the season, even though the team is worse now, okay? We've come to this point of the season talking about, oh, if we just go on a run, if we just do this, we'll be the sixth seed or we'll be the fourth seed or we'll be this. And it's still, they end up around this area. So, like, yeah, the team is worse. But I would say you've been playing with fire for the last couple of years.
I guess. I mean, like, I would say if you want to parse it to your spot, say that you think they were average or slightly above average the last 2 years, they're bad now.
Yes.
Yes. But and
if you want to go by your way,
so is the Eastern Conference.
The top six are not bad. Right. They're bad. Anybody below six is bad.
Right.
They are bad. They're not average. They're not below. They're not a little above average. They're not.
Right.
We could get hot. When you had that those other years, you could make that argument. I don't care. Yes. Like, I don't care what you want to say, or you're frustrated about how the regular seasons were, or how enjoyable they were. They still had a chance.
I agree, now they are bad.
They are closer to the Raptors than they are to the Pistons.
I agree. I agree with all of that. But I'm saying that the fact still remains: you're still playing with your food, and you're in this position.
They're not playing They're not playing with their food. They're not.
You lose this many.
They get their lunch money taken.
You play this many games and lose this many leads at this point. I can't, for the life of me, I want an explanation, and I can't give you a good one. I can't.
Beauty in the struggle.
No, there's
stress
not.
Stress is good.
No, there's not. No, there's not.
For John.
There's not.
Take right? a take a break.
No.
Back after this.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.